New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will end his daily coronavirus briefings later today. He's been doing them for more than 3 months. They became a cultural phenomenon across the nation as Americans stayed home to try to stop the spread of the virus. Karen DeWitt takes a look back.
After 111 days, the governor compares the arc of the virus to a mountain. It peaked in the dark days of April.
The bad news isn't just bad. The bad news is actually terrible.
Cuomo gave the stark facts, but he also empathized with those experiencing grief and those stuck at home, scolded people who are not following the rules like wearing masks or maintaining safe social distance. Cuomo's briefings were carried regularly on the major news channels, and the governor was a frequent guest on national news shows. He was viewed by many as a kind of alternative president when the majority of Americans viewed the actual president, Donald Trump's, handling of the virus as lacking. On the second-to-last day of the daily briefings, the governor delivered a parting shot to the president, saying he and his aides put politics above listening to scientists and experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who offered projection models of how mitigation efforts could help keep down infection rates.
The number of people who are going to die by October increased 18%. 30,000 more people are going to die because of what you're doing.
Cuomo insists, though, he does not have higher political aspirations than being governor of New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.